Music Gallery on CKLN 88.1. Alan Davis and Paul Hodge, and we'll be back next week at the same time in the same place. Good night.
This is Dave Emery encouraging all of you to stay tuned to CKLN 88.1 in Toronto, community radio serving the greater Toronto community.
Topic, you know, and it's easy, and look what happens. They can't maintain linearity. It can't be done on radio.
This is the worst tape we've ever had. Heard and had run.
This is the worst tape we've ever had.
Say that. Me. Only when you lose your home does it sound like a word.
They can't maintain the linearity. It can't be done on radio.
Welcome to Bob Dobbs Church. CKLN is the place, 88.1 frequency, if you're not listening to cable. And I prefer not to start with the dogma or the technical aspects, so I'll pass you over to Bob himself.
So this is the...
Just one moment as we
Okay, excellent. They landed. The X just landed in that split second there. So, Perry, you mean you had the wrong knob there? Oh, no, Perry can't hear me. How come Perry can't come through?
He's not wearing his headphones. Can't hear him.
It appears that way.
Now you're through.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. See, Mike is late tonight, so we stole Perry off the street. Perry was selling subgenius literature about half an hour ago, and karma led him to that point where Bob noticed it and saw that he needed to be corrected because he was handing out the pink stuff. So we brought him in and forced him to be an engineer. Fortunately, he does have a background in technical matters.
Only on Trafalgar Avenue in Oakville.
Okay. You can remember that far back. Okay. Here on CKLN, we have not only the free trade of concepts, but also especially percepts. This sounds really good. but really, really rubbery, right? It's rubbery. I can really... So, yeah, okay, great. Now, business. Perry, mm-hmm. Why were you distributing Subgenius literature a half an hour ago? Something happened to you recently, right?
Well, I see the connection between this prototypical church of Bob's and certain phenomenon, like people, once again, not that it's brand new, but again, we are witnessing fervor over the return of deities or so on. And
yeah.
I forget the NASA engineer who predicted that the Christ was coming last night, and maybe it's happening, you know, maybe Hurricane Gilbert has something to do with it, I don't know.
No, Hurricane Bob.
Hurricane Bob.
It's going to be a big one. Yes, but what happened most recently in the last few days, I bet?
Yeah, well, the second public history of mysteries seminar by the X's known as the Evergreens.
Yeah, for initiates known as Evergreens, but basically the X's.
Okay.
Now, several weeks ago, I announced that the X's were having their first press conference because they have landed. They landed earlier this year and helped me become chairman of the Secret Council of Ten. On September 11th at the Town Inn, at 7 o'clock, you happened to fortunately walk in there.
That's right.
For unknown reasons. Now, you hadn't heard the announcement of the press conference, but you were drawn to that location, and you were one of the few people who witnessed the press conference.
I guess it's karma.
And what happened? What did they tell us? I mean, do I have to say everything?
Well, they confirmed certain concurrences between evolutionary theories and theosophical phenomena,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah. In other words, they lived up to your biases and pushed them a little further.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, yeah. Or confirmed certain things and opened my mind to new possibilities.
Yeah, I would say the summation of the hour-long press conference by the Axis, the effect on me was that they seemed to say everybody had been right, about 65%. And so the right and wrong battle was overlapped, and everybody could share in the victory and the final conclusion of what the statement of the reality was. But the X's clarified it and pushed it away and added a little element that made it 100% accurate. In other words, they showed that they were the missing element in the reason why we couldn't see more than 65%, whoever we were and whatever point of view we had, right?
Because, quote, the truth will piss you off.
Yes, it will not only set you free. So what did you get pissed off at? Was there something that struck you? Because, you know, everybody has to go through that while they're set free. What was the user as content? Was there something?
I diligently tried to get pissed off at something, but I
so that wasn't really it.
I was too pleased. No, this is not being very modest. There must have been something that I was pissed off about, but maybe because fine. The answers to some, I know. I had this preconceived notion about the fourth dimension and
as time.
As being time. Not that I hadn't heard that, but I thought that was strictly what scientists were saying.
Yeah.
However, they did, in one way, they said that time, they said the fourth dimension includes time, is time, but there is more, obviously a dimension governed only by the concept of time is not accurate. The fourth dimension includes also, because of the lack of space, perhaps,
yeah.
Space as we know it, what comes into play with the fourth dimension is the Schrodinger's cat. Schrodinger's cat? No, the...
Schrodinger's cat?
The flat land. There's a physics, a pop physics concept called flat land,
yeah.
That is trying to compare our world to the fourth or the third dimension, three-dimensional realm to the fourth dimensional realm, trying to show the difference between those two as the difference between the second and the third, where what is flat in the second dimension will have a dimension, like let's say you have a curvilinear line in three dimensions and you're looking at it from the right angle, it'll appear as a straight line in two dimensions.
Yeah.
Hence, something in three dimensions that we think is a straight line or has another bend or twist is something that perhaps is beyond our current brain perceptions. Exactly. So a lot of things are bending in the... A lot of things are arcing or bending in four dimensions that we don't yet perceive.
Right, and that was a new insight for you, a new perception.
No, that one was concurrent with what I believed. I thought that perhaps in the fourth dimension, time and space were absent the way we know them.
Oh.
But or maybe even time is warped. I didn't really look into the answer that far, so...
But it was where you were corrected. That was one you remember that corrected and enlarged on your percept of what was happening.
True.
Do we have any callers coming in? Because apparently there were some... You see a red light. If there's a red light, they're blinking.
No, yes, 595-1655 if you want to communicate with Bob's Church.
Yeah, and if you were at the conference, some of the people we didn't know who were there may... be aware that we're on the radio now and they can call in at any point and it'll illustrate where they were pissed off and where they were freed.
So we have a caller.
Okay, let's take that. I think this is all pre-programmed, so I probably know who it is.
Yeah.
So let's pick it up.
Sure.
Dave, do you want to tell them how to do it? You just press the thing, eh? Press 1655.
I have a surprise
there.
It's working.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Just a second there, listeners. Tactile people.
I think perhaps
this is coffee being over.
Yes. We're taking a break here.
Yeah.
No, so
it
got
it off and died.
Oh, is that right?
Okay. So there's no way to do it.
But it may work. Yeah, we can. They can call the 595-1478, and.
We'll put it up on this channel, and I'll take it out of that studio and put it
up.
I think I can do it.
Okay, that's if there's a call. Okay, 595-1478 if you want to input. Now, we've got lots of slack tonight because Mike's away. He defected from my church tonight. He had a nostalgic loyalty to Per Ubu. So he had to go there. Are we still on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It fades out every now and then. And so he had to go see Per Ubu, so we don't know when he's going to return. So we have lots of time to deal with issues. Now, I don't think, what would piss me off at that press conference? I knew most of the ex's knowledge since I'm in intimate contact with me, but I think what angered me most was the way the media suppressed the press conference. Now, that's part of the truth of today, is that the Pinks do control a large part, and maybe that's what I can't accept, is the Pink prison we're in. That's why Bob's on a mission, right, to clean it up, to clear it out, break the bars. So... That's probably what pisses me off is the fact that it didn't get much coverage in the media on Monday. And so it wasn't the content. I knew a lot of the extra stuff since I'm their main PR person, but it's the phenomenon of them in relation to the Pink Prison that I have to deal with. That's my truth, battle of truth. Do you know what I mean?
I have to, again, you know this very well, Bob, but I'm ignorant because of a detail that you and I are very familiar with,
yes.
But I won't confess at the moment.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, you just came in off the street. I mean, you somehow got access to the Subgenius literature after the press conference and were handing it out and didn't know how I was connected. Do you remember seeing me at the press conference? Did you notice me there, right?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't know 3 days later.
No, it's just some terminology like the Pink Prison, for instance. But.
Oh, I see, yeah. Yeah, 3 days, you didn't know that 3 days later you'd be on the air. With the guy you saw at the press conference. You never predicted that. All right, maybe this is too subjective for new listeners. So, have we got somebody coming through?
What's going to happen is that Dave Bernard will give me the signal, and that person that called 1655 should call 1478, 595-1478, please.
We have two calls, Bob.
How do we do it?
Well, which would you like first?
The alphabetical order, in reverse.
Okay.
In reverse. So the Z goes first for Frank.
What about the B for Beefheart?
So the line is open from my end, I guess, and we'll wait for the first call.
Uh-oh. I think we have a caller.
Yeah, we do.
Were you at the press conference?
Yes, I was.
Were you impressed with the ex's ability?
Certainly was.
What angered you? We don't.
What pissed me off, you mean?
Yeah, I don't think we should say that phrase too much.
Oh.
Okay, but what?
It become a pat phrase then,
yeah.
Or a bob phrase.
It becomes a cliche. We'll bring it back later for archetypal. Yes, that's you. You were listening.
Okay.
Bit you on the bum?
Yeah, well, what got me a little bit down was I was asking about the next recession.
Yeah.
And I was rather disappointed to hear that it wasn't coming until 1990.
Why?
Well, I thought we'd have a short... Well, we'd really get right into it. Have a good cleansing.
For several years?
Shake things up.
For several years?
Yeah. And, of course, the Exodus didn't say that at all.
No, they said it would be a short duration.
That's right. We're coming out of the next recession by mid-1991.
Yeah, we're at the upward turn of the Kondratiev cycle. Now,
you've done your homework on this.
Yeah, well, you know, they're saying church dogma, these exes. I know most of what they've said and will say. But the interesting thing is the reason it's more optimistic than what people expected and what you expected is that Bob is chairman of the Secret Council of Ten now.
We have media ecology?
Yeah, we are approaching media ecology. So we cannot cancel all the predictions in the Bible, but they will be certainly of lower intensity and minuscule impact. Balanced off by an impact that I'm going to bring about of incredible slack.
That's great.
So did you know my work before on the radio?
Vaguely, yeah, I've heard of it.
And did you hear us announce the press conference?
No.
Well, you just ended up there by...
I was drawn.
Great, great. And so you were...
I kept getting a number. I couldn't get this number out of my head. It was 620, 620, and...
That was
I found myself at 7 o'clock at number 620, and there it was. The exes were there.
And you were happy.
When I wasn't being brought down.
That's good, because both feelings are necessary. It's comprehensive maturity, right?
Absolutely.
But you do remember the bite a little stronger right now, and that is a very frank confession.
You woke it up, yes.
Yeah, and so you were, you certainly would attend the next press conference.
Absolutely.
All right, well, thanks for the good news.
Certainly.
Good night.
Thank you.
Session over?
Yeah, that's it. You're off.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye. Well, now, can we have another one?
Thank you, caller number one. If there's someone else there, Dave might give me might wait. No. Nope. Maybe. Yeah, the lines are free at 595-1478 if you would like to tell us what you thought of the conference, or if you have anything to add on the subject of the exes.
Do you remember the exes talking about the Kondratiev cycle?
Yes.
And the,
mm-hmm.
That did not affect you like it did this caller?
No, it has things, what we're confronting here are preconceived notions, some of which you may be hoping for, some of which you may not be hoping for, but you may be brought down even if what you suspected has been nullified, only because you lose your sense of perspective, you lose your sense of orientation or what you think, so that you know what's happening, basically. We derive a sense of security from knowing, from having a feeling of what might happen. So even if the news is positive, you know, I can understand the caller's, also, he said that the recession would be a cleansing.
Yeah, he thought it would be.
There's someone at 595-1655. Please call 595-1478, and you'll get through, and you'll be on the air.
Yeah, well, it's not working at 1655. So, yeah, you find it interesting that it was good news, but it brought him down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it's good news. It only confirms the possibility that the tribulation or... what's the word that the Christians use, the fundamentalists? The rapture is
the end times. Yeah,
might be postponed. That what's written in the Bible, or written, or what prophetic visions we have of the end of the century, are again possibilities. Or as the exes said themselves, that the future is about 85% possible. That 15%. Lies within the realm of the will of the people, that we can actually if we were to dramatically change our attitude, as this will relate to something that, if we have time, I have something called the nine rules of life by Alexander the Last, or the Grand Duke of Russia,
yeah,
in 1929.
You were saying there, the 15% is where we could. Okay, we have another caller.
Yeah. The second caller can come through now. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry, it's Dave.
Oh, Dave, hi.
Do you know me?
Well, of course.
You know Bob?
Everyone knows Bob. God, don't you know Bob?
Yes.
You know Bob?
Yes.
Now, Bob, I have a question.
Were you at the press conference?
Oh, well, I was.
Okay.
But I want to know, Bob, have the X's landed?
Yes, they landed in February, and they helped me win the Secret Council 10 chairmanship, and you saw them perform on Sunday at the Town Inn at 7 o'clock.
I didn't see anything.
Ah, you heard.
Yes.
Which is appropriate for electric environments, that they're acoustic, right?
Mm-hmm.
You did see some people, and did the... I mean, weren't there some human beings moving their mouths that the X's spoke through?
Yeah, certainly were.
In other words, you didn't see anything different in physical shapes?
Oh, no, no. The guy went into trance, and he laid down, and he sounded like, as one person said, an English professor from the 19th century, and he said a lot of things. They might not have sounded profound at first listen, but they...
They resonate.
They resonate, yeah, and they work on you later on. Actually, we have some predictions that the X's had made in May 30th, 1988, and some of them have definitely come to pass. For instance, they predicted gang warfare in Toronto will make headlines, and certainly in the last couple of weeks, you know, the idea of gangs at shopping malls and that sort of thing has been in the papers. Perry, have you seen that?
I heard it through second...
Yeah, not that it's a real, actual thing happening, but it's making headlines, and that's what the X's said, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, that was a press release they handed out in May that was not accessible till now, really, right?
That's right.
They were showing what they'd already been working on with Bob at the Secret Council 10. That was information Bob had, and it was handed out at the press conference as previous predictions. Yes, any others they made?
Albania opens its doors to a limited amount of visitors.
Yes, they had a documentary on Global TV last week about that.
Okay. Canadian-Soviet relations concerning embassy staff improve in this quarter.
Well, did they not?
I think they did, eh?
Well, were they down a bit?
Oh, yeah, remember?
I mean...
The firings.
Do they talk about the firings?
Not firings, but, embassy people home.
Yeah, well, did they say that would happen and then they would improve?
No.
Okay. But they said they would improve, implying they had to improve.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
BC Socret Party will lose next provincial election. Well, I think most people would predict that.
Or that's Van der Zand would lose?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, there hasn't been one held yet.
Yeah. Who do they say is going to be president of the United States?
Well, they said George Bush.
Yeah.
George Bush. Bush. Pushed out of the bush.
From behind in the solar government regions.
That's right.
All secrets are unveiled and all bushes are burnt.
Yep. Now, here's something that I haven't seen, but Ed Brodman, Ed, if you're listening right now, the X's have some good advice for you.
Oh, let's hear that.
What?
Let's hear that.
Okay, they said, now this hasn't happened yet, but it's going to be great when it does, and all Ed has to say is the right ideas. Everyone already loves Ed. He's so broad.
He has the right bent.
What's that?
He has the right bent.
Yep.
A broad, identifiable...
Yeah, he bends anyway. So, Ed Broadbent continues to ride a wave of popularity, which will be only affected when the Liberal Party replaces John Turner. However, Broadbent will give a speech in this period that will guarantee his party considerable leverage in the next parliament. In it, he will give all of the ideas presented by his party since its inception and have been passed by other parties Then he will give several ideas or platforms his party plans to introduce across the next few years. It will be powerful. Broadbent himself will become more accessible to the media, and expect him also to become extremely well-dressed, all union-made, of course, and extremely approachable and affable. Yay, Ed.
That's good. That's a prediction.
That's right. Well, if Ed knew this, he would probably get so inspired that the prediction would come to pass, and everyone would love it, and it'd be on television, and, oh, boy, can't wait for the 90s.
Yeah, well, Ed is feeling good because he does listen to my show, and he picks up whatever slack he can get on the radio. He used to get it on Wednesday afternoon. Now he's getting it Wednesday night. So Ed is hearing that now, and we thank you, Dave, for putting that on. Now, is there something, Perry, happening in the background there? Just a minute, Dave.
What's happening in the background is another caller.
So,
who's ready when Dave is...
Dave, can you take a break? Oh, I guess Dave's gone. Yes, hello. Help, you're on the air.
Bob, where are you?
Is this Tom? Tommy, how are you? That's a good question. Where am I? Under acoustic space?
Come on, Bob.
Centers everywhere, boundaries nowhere. In other words, there is no visual parameters we can put. We can basically say Bob is everywhere, and so are you with me in a discarnate state. Okay? So where are you? With me. I'm with you. I'm in you. I'm outside of you. We're interpenetrating. Right, Tom? Okay, go ahead. You may not be Tom, but put it on.
You're discarnate enough. Just make your...
Did I answer your question? Where am I? That's a good point. A very good point he's making. He's
wrap
not...
it up, Bob. Come on, hurry up.
Yeah. This is good. This is music. This is jazz. We're singing jazz here. The silence is what this person is communicating through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can feel that. Now, you move to the right a little. You're lying on my arm. Get off my arm. Ah, that's better. It's a hurricane ball. Now, just roll over. Roll over and let me just put this here, okay? Can you feel that? Now, if I just move it slowly, you feel good? Yeah. Yeah, there comes the music. See how I can evoke the music? Now you feel the music as I evoke it, right? Now turn over again and get off your left elbow. Now ride the fourth frequency. Now jump up. Get over on the eighth frequency.
Oh, come on, Bob.
You want more? A little more in the fourth?
Check the time. Let me give him about 3 more minutes.
Okay, now 3 more minutes he's giving me to get her.
Yeah.
Yeah, you feel it now, eh? She's between us.
Okay. Right, I know.
Yeah, you can feel it. All right, now roll her over. Now put that blanket between her and me, and then that puts you in this over there, right? Okay. That's right, yeah, the bongs. All right, about a minute and a half left, and you'll be able to conclude this therapy. See? And there's the cracking of the etheric form as we undulate, the three of us. Okay, Tom? Yeah, you got it, Doug. Yeah. Now, you see where that blue rainbow, slight changes. Now, jump through it. Jump through that blue rainbow. Okay. Now. All right. Now. It's still blue on the other side, though we've gone into a new tactile zone, right? Okay, now, Tom. Coming into the last 30 seconds here, we've got to get back into the astral approximation of the discarnate. So let her sit over here. Okay? Move her over. All right, now here. Here we go, Tom. We're gonna peek now. We're gonna feel the effects of discarnate and this musical evocation, this Crowleyan, Huxleyan, LaRoucheian, McLuhanian, evergreen excess. Okay? Are you all right? Whew.
We're back.
All right, Tom. What do you say?
Hello?
Yeah, we're listening. Hello? Oh, we may have got him back.
Well, he's still there. I don't know exactly
if
he survived the accident.
Hello?
Yes? Hello, we're here.
Somebody!
Yeah. We're here. Oh, time's up.
Yeah, I really think so. You need at least brain mouth coordination here, but
yeah,
so something that can happen on the astral. It's almost akin to intoxication.
Bring back your mouth as an archetypal retrieval.
Yeah.
If not, we got to go to another caller. Mm-hmm. I hope you enjoyed that interplay. That sensuosity featured in most major advertising. We just had some.
Mac.
If there's another caller there, the line is free or should be free. I don't think so, Bob. So
okay, let's
continue.
Okay, I'm going to bring some Bob knowledge in now,
sure.
Okay?
Okay.
Oh, wait, there is something here before everybody goes to sleep. Dave, come on in. And Dave brought in something that is relevant to the Dave who called. Come on in and intro this, Dave. Dave doesn't need to be identified. All right, you don't need to be identified. This one. I don't know why there's two. Now, what is this? Dave brought in something for Dave and Bob to appreciate.
Well, as listeners know, several weeks ago it was revealed that the theme for Bob had been entered on another radio station's talent contest.
CFNY, yes.
Yes. In the hopes that they would be able to, through a rather devious route, subvert a lot of people's minds musically. And in fact were quite successful in doing so. The only problem was, and it was a variable which I don't think anyone really took into account, CFNY got it a little mixed up as to what the song title was and who was performing it. Enough so that they reversed them.
They're pinks. They cannot understand the percept. They flipped it into concept and got confused. So what
they called the song Bob's Phenomena, and they ended up saying the band was Their Electric Kids. Of course, we all know that it's the reverse. But they have just today released an LP in which they on vinyl have decided there are the 10 best bands in Ontario are these bands.
Modern rock.
Yes, modern.
Great Ontario Modern Rock. Now, they're saying these are the best new groups of talent.
Yes.
Nodes of talent.
But special mention goes to those 50 finalists who were played on air on CFNY. And special mention, of course, printed on this particular record and being sent to many, many different households, unbeknownst to them, there's Their Electric Kids.
Now, I wonder if that's the order. Oh, is that by my hand doing
yes,
that?
Yes, I think
okay.
It was.
All right, it's just the pointing towards it that evokes that.
Right, yes.
Let's assume they're in the order of standing, right?
They're not, it's alphabetical.
Oh, okay, good. So we could have come 11th. Or 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 10 on the album, and then there's 50. Are these, in this list, do they list the ones who made the acoustic part of the package?
No.
Yeah, so these are the extras. Look at...
Well, and what I was speaking to the key coordinator of this project, her name is Liz Janik, she's a programmer there, and she was saying that this is quite unusual that you made it this high, because there were hundreds of other applicants who never got played on air.
I think the reason it's unusual, and I don't know what her reason is, because this was submitted by Pinks, the RCMP Pinks, were the ones who stole this from our show and put together this three-minute piece. They probably paid off, like I predicted, to get this on there. How else would it account for this intrusion of Bob into Pink Zones? And what was her reason? Why was she surprised that we made it? Like, what, did she think we shouldn't make it?
Well, she could give no reason except that she thought, I remember that song. I remember that song.
Yeah.
And then she would kind of drift off.
And said, well, that's not something that we'd think would be make the finalists.
Well, it is quite unusual in comparison to the rest of the material that's contained in
Perry.
So they listed the group as Bob's Electric Kids?
Electric Kids. They are Electric Kids.
I mentioned the word Bob. She goes, oh, I remember that. I remember that.
Actually, it probably is quite an achievement to be put there, in a way, a Pink achievement, whatever.
Yes, yes.
Well, and my prediction to Bob at the time that I first heard this...
We met on the street, yeah.
Yes, was that there would be a serious side effect, and as to which direction this would go, especially as it's being broadcast through an electric medium, it may be internalized and self-combust, or it may be something which would affect those people who heard those broadcasts. My prediction at that time was that there would be self-combustion. And certain events at this station have led me to believe that the forces of Bob, either Pink or not, are certainly affecting what's going on there.
And there at the station? Yes. I'm not sure what you mean by self-combustion. That is, they did it or we did it? Who combusted?
Well, the effect of what was being broadcast in hearing this.
Yeah, affected.
Yes. So, of course, there's two levels. There's the conscious and subconscious level.
And
for those who know
what that is,
there is an outward reaction to it. But for those who don't, there was self-combustion.
Internal explosion or implosion or some kind of alchemy going on. And you're saying the effect of that.
Anyone buying this record, I'm sure that it will destroy your turntables.
Yeah. And even not because of anything that's on the acoustic vinyl, it's the fact that my erroneous title is there.
Bob, when you pointed out this record, that feedback.
It doesn't happen now because we've talked it down. We've defined it exactly what it is. You did a good job there about the self-combustion. So the self-combustion was evidence in this programmer who came in and spoke to you. She remembered it. It was a memory forever. She will not forget Fairy Lint. Mm-hmm. Fairy Lint has affected her forever. And
I suggested she listen. In fact, if you're listening, Liz, if you could call, I'd be most interested in what your reaction is at this point, because...
Is that the famous Liz? What's her last name?
Janik.
Yeah, that's a big name in that group, eh?
Mm-hmm.
She's one of the wardens of that prison. Yeah.
David, just a technical side note here. If I have 78 punched on this phone, will it come up on the board?
No.
Okay.
Shall I do that?
Well,
there is someone on 78. Okay. It isn't Liz, but someone.
Okay, so thanks, Dave, for bringing the album. I never would have heard about this. I'm not cognizant of Pink activities. I generally have to deal...